Meeting to order and ask to stand for the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
We next have on the agenda a set of separate resolutions for change orders for the Board of Elections. I mean, the Princeton Road Administrative Center. The first is a change order to Silverhawk, $18,566 for unforeseen conditions. Hauled out 26 loads of items that was in a berry pit. Had to remove a underground diesel fuel tank. Had to provide additional rock excavation that exceeded the allowance. Next is a change order for CR&R. This is for a deduction of $4,940. The deduction is for the revision of door hardware. The next is a Rapier Electric, $8,000. This is an acceptance of the original bid for an alternative that was to add the fire alarm system and parking lot lighting at that administrative center. Next, a change order CR&R for $82,700. This was an accepting of the original bid alternative to provide the road overlay to the entry drive and to excavate and pave the former ag building now used for the emergency radio building. Next is another for CR&R for $18,000 for revision or a change order to asphalt pricing that was in their original bid. Next, change order performance construction, $392.70 for a design adjustment to reinforce the edge of the slab for support. Next is a change order to performance construction, $129.59, a design adjustment to accept the larger rooftop units and upsize of the bar joist. Next is a performance construction, again, a deduction of $530 to remove the installation of the 6-inch fire sprinkler install and add it to the phase 3 contractor. Next, a change order $530 to add the said 6-inch sprinkler addition to the phase 3 contractor. Next is a change order CR&R for $2,251 to relocate the fire service as required by the inspection authority despite previously approved drawings. Finally, to Silverhawk, $4,975 to add back a gas service that was deleted from phase 1. That's a separate resolution that will require a separate
move to approve. Separate.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain. Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Next, we have 7 requests for travel and training. The first, Julie Holmes, dog warden for the Dog Warden Association Winter Conference, Columbus, Ohio, $176, December 7th to 9th. Next, the prosecutor's office for Fantetti, Sori, Eichel, Siplik, and Amanhi. The prosecutor's office for the winter meeting for the Higher Prosecutor's Association, $4,300, Columbus, Ohio, December 4th to 6th. Next is a resolution for prosecutor's office for Piper, Oster, Burris, Cash, and Johnson for the winter meeting of the Ohio Prosecutors Association, $3,500, Columbus, Ohio, December 4 to 6. Next, from the recorder's office, Crank, Goal, and Willer for the Ohio Records Association Winter Conference, Dublin, Ohio, $1,000, November 11 to November 14th. Next, from the sheriff's office, Reichard and Smith, in managing the detective unit, law enforcement training, Orlando, Florida, $2,372, November 16th to 20th. Next, from Workforce One, Jeff Weber, AFL-CIO rapid response training, $460, Columbus, Ohio, November 18 and 19. Next, from the Treasurer's Office, Nix, Driggs, and Sullivan attending the Treasurer's Association Fall Conference, $2,200, Dublin, Ohio, November 18th to 20th. Next, we have to approve the various transfers, reallocations, increases in budgets. Item on the list is a commissioner's accounts and maintenance accounts, a reallocation between budget line items, no budget increase for item one. Item two, no budget increase. This is a transfer and reallocation of funds within community development fund in the general fund to cover the software maintenance on Excella maintenance contract, as well as redistribution of employment cost. Number three, the prosecutor's office, a transfer between accounts for vehicle costs for a new investigator's vehicle. Number four, the recorder's office. This is a reduction in general fund budget by $1,400 for amounts not needed. Number five, in the juvenile court, this is an increase in budget of $180,000 to finish the year for indigent attorney fees. Number six, this is a transfer between accounts in the probate court and general fund for the repair of a van. Number seven, this is a net increase of $63,200 in the municipal courts, primarily to finish out the year for indigent attorney fee cost. Number eight, general fund adult probation. This is increase of $111,000 to cover the rent and utilities on the new adult probation facility that was opened last month. Number nine, this is a transfer within accounts in the sheriff's office where it's being transferred from prisoner boarding to utility cost. Number 10, general fund within the sheriff's office, is an increase of $52,000 for additional transportation or gasoline cost. Number 11, this is a transfer from the general fund to a juvenile grant fund. This is the local match required for that particular grant. Number 12, this is an advance to the airport for funds for the phase three terminal area. This money will be repaid by the airport once the FAA grant is received. Moving on to non-general fund, we have the Aquifer Preservation Fund repaying the general fund $20,000 for an advance previously made to that fund. Number 14, we have the Miami Conservancy repaying an advance to the general fund of $15,000. Number 15, the Motor Vehicle Fund. We have a transfer from, this is the Engineers Motor Vehicle Fund, a transfer from contract services to a specific account for the Little Miami or the Miami River Bridge project. Number 16, the prosecutor's VOCA grant, reallocation within the grant line items. Number 17, prosecutor's VOCA grant, again, a reallocation within the grant items. Number 18, we have a reallocation in grant items in the prosecutor's VOCA grant, plus an increase of $3.63 in their budget. Number 19, the Dog and Kennel Fund has increased their budget by $14,500 due to higher than anticipated fuel costs. Number 20, this is MRDD Residential Services. These are transfers between accounts and decrease in budget in order to close this particular fund account out for the fiscal year. Number 21, Job and Family Services. This is a realignment of line item budget items, no increase in budget in order to complete the 08 year. Number 22, this is a reallocation between two accounts for court furniture. Number 23, this is an increase in the fund 2025 it's an increase of $4,836 for debt issuance, and then a repayment of advances to the general fund in the amount of $280,387. Number 24, the Butler Regional Airport Fund, $4,900, an increase of $400 in the salary area for under budgeting and then transfer between line items. Number 25, Workers' Comp Fund, an increase of $51,260 in personnel cost and then reallocation among accounts within that particular fund. Number 26, the Juvenile Delinquency Donation Administration Fund. This is a reallocation of funds of within their account or line items and also a decrease in their budget of $851. As we move forward, we have an amended certificate of resources or estimated resources or receipts and a decrease in the SVAA grant, fund number 1363, for $227. Next, we have an additional amended resources or changes in estimated resources and receipts in the following funds. Capital Improvement Fund 2000, $23,000. Court Remodel Fund 2025, $905,175. Liberty Fairfield Road Bridge, increase in revenue there of $148,845. That was Fund 2300. Next, Fund 4152, Meter Reading Replacement Fund, an increase of $55,363. Next, Fund 4153, the Cast Iron Replacement Fund, $67,364 increase. Next, Fund 5200, Butler County Fuel Depot, an increase in estimated revenue of $134,000. Next, Fund 6101, the Davidson Woods acquisition, with an increase of $9,984. Next, you'll see on your agenda, this is a preliminary budget. They're also required to file estimated resources for 2009 to the Budget Commission to comply with what's deemed to be called the tax budget for the upcoming year. This is not the final budget. This is just an estimate of resources that procedurally is needed to be passed and submitted to the Budget Commission for 2009. Next, as we move on to personnel, we have several personnel actions today. First is to accept and place on file Job and Family Services payroll for the period October 11th, October 24th. All changes in that payroll has been verified and confirmed back to a previously approved resolutions. Next, you're asked to end a temporary assignment for mentor pay for Karen Smith's collective bargaining unit member. Unit Support Worker 2, Job and Family Services, her pay returns to $14.48. Next, you're requested to approve a longevity pay increase. Lisa Jones, Collective Bargaining Unit member, she's a contract evaluator in Job and Family Services, to $23.16, a 0.3% increase. Next, you're asked to approve a longevity pay adjustment. Joan Harrison, Collective Bargaining Unit Agreement, Eligibility Referral Specialist 2, Job and Family Services, to $19.58, a 0.3% increase. Next, you're asked to approve a step increase for Ginger Halcomb, Collective Bargaining Unit, Eligibility Referral Specialist 2, Job and Family Services, to $16.15, a 3.2% increase. Next, you're asked to make a temporary increase in pay for mentor pay to Carla Long, Collective Bargaining Unit member. She's an Eligibility Referral Specialist 2, Job and Family Services, to $19.57 on a temporary assignment. Next, you're asked to end and decrease the pay of Donna Robinson, Collective Bargaining Unit member, and she is an Eligibility Referral Specialist 2, Job and Family Services. Her rate of pay goes back down to $18.12 as her temporary mentoring assignment ends. Next, you're asked to approve a total of $15,218 in personal leave time payouts. These are per the collective bargaining unit agreement with Job and Family Services, whereby if the employee does not take any sick time, then they accrue as an incentive, as a benefit, personal time. And personal time can be cashed out at least once a year. Some of the personal time being cashed out here is accumulation of several years. But the payouts are Madonna Allen, $1,155. Christy Bacon, $469. Barbara Carmella, $923. Nancy Crowder, $453. Judy DePaul, DePue, $864. William Faulkner, $939. Joan Harrison, $685. Connie Hauser, $888. Jennifer Hazelwood, $372. Sylvia Johnson, $725. Carol Jones, $492. Sherry Lease, $391. Maria McNulty, $727. Deborah Murphy, $1,958. Eleonora Peck, $900. Dave Radibush, $992. Charity Sizemore, $391. Norma Rouse, $495. Don Sullivan, $58. Teresa Tran, $545. And Charlie Treadway, $792. You're asked to next to accept the resignation of Cynthia Abney, Social Services Worker 4, Children's Services, effective October 24th, 2008. You're asked to approve a comp time payout, $96 to Paul Cook, Collective Bargaining Unit Member, Social Services Worker 3, for Children's Services for 5 hours. Next, you're asked to approve a comp time payout of $808 to Andrea Williams Park, Collective Bargaining Unit Member. She is a Social Services Worker 3, Children's Services. Next, you're asked to rescind a temporary resolution for a temporary pay adjustment for the Jack Wright, who returns back to his position in the previous temporary assignment, is rescinded. As we move on to community development, there's one resolution requested for your consideration today, and it is to approve and execute a contract with Adlita Inc. for Ross Township sidewalk improvements in the amount of $45,799. Job and Family Services and Children's Services have three resolutions for your consideration. First is approve a child care contract with Great Miami Valley YMCA, November 1 through October 3109, in the amount of $2,000. Next is to approve a child care contract with Great Miami YMCA, November 108 to October 3108, $2,800. Finally, to approve a child care contract with Little Leprechaun of Westchester, Inc., November 108 to October 3109, for $96,200. Water and Sewer is submitting five resolutions today for your consideration. First is to rescind resolution number 0806-015 for the contract award for the SCADA system to Motorola Phase 3 to Lake Erie Electric. Water and Sewer is looking for some alternative software for this particular project at a much lower cost. Next is to approve a loan agreement with the WSRLA, the Water Supply Revolving Loan Account. This is a 20-year loan for $3 million at a rate of 3.52%. Next, to approve an agreement with Rumpke Recycling for the scrap tire removal. Next is to authorize a payment of $19,558 to the TID for water main work performed at the Cox Road Extension Project. And finally, under Water Sewer, release a one-year maintenance bond for sewer lines at Ross Trails 4B. Today, the engineer submits four resolutions for your consideration. First is to approve an agreement with Burgess Nipel for relocation reviews for Tylerville Road Project, up to $4,000. Next is to grant a special hauling permit to Phelps Trucking. Next is to cancel a maintenance bond for Westchester Village Phase 2B. Next is to cancel a maintenance bond for Westchester Village Phase 2C. As we move on to miscellaneous, there's change orders plus nine other resolutions to consider today. Change orders for the court remodeling fund. First is for Progressive Plumbing, $1,897. This is to provide condensation drains in the basement for the evidence storage rooms as required after drawing approval by the inspection authority. Next to J.B. Smith, $16,894. This is to provide additional hardware installation and for security, mag locks, readers, doors, panics, for the security system within that court. Next, Rapier Electric for $14,705. This is the electric installation that goes along with the addition of security systems to the court. Next is Rapier Electric again for additional security, relocation of light fixtures, and adding fire devices as required by the inspection authority. Next is to Rapier Electric, $5,923 to add sconce lighting, to add exterior exit lighting per inspection authority, to revise wiring to the witness stands, to relocate light sensors, to relocate data cable trays. Next, you're requested to advertise for bids for snow and ice removal services for various county buildings for the upcoming winter season. Next is an award. This is actually an engineer's award for the printing of the transportation map to Ingalls Guide, $61,900. Next, you're asked to award and execute a contract for the fire suppression improvements at the old jail to Preferred Fire Protection in the amount of $86,860. Next, you're asked to approve and execute a memorandum of understanding with Montgomery County for participation in the Montgomery County Criminal Justice Information System. If you recall, this is the agreement that allows the various counties to trade information, actually called the CJIS system, to follow up on backgrounds of foster parents involved with the Children's Services. Next, you're asked to award a contract to design-build solutions for the permanent replacement of the roof on the GSC building in the amount of $261,197. This is in conjunction with state term contract involved with this particular project, and it is to be funded or paid from insurance proceeds. Next, you're asked to approve and execute a quick claim deed of 0.2 acres for a water main easement granted to the county by the Indian Ridge Condominium Association. Next, you're requested to approve a reallocation of an assessment for the landscaping at the Cox Road area for the various homeowners there. Next, you're asked to approve a collection and distribution of up to $4 for a fee for filing and recording documents, and this fee to be placed in the Recorder Special Equipment Fund. Next, you're requested to accept the Treasurer's recommendation for a public depository. This is a designation that the Treasurer needs to make every 4 years. The recommendation for the designations are American Savings Bank, Fifth Third Bank, First Financial Bank, the Huntington Bank, Key Bank, Lebanon Cities Bank, and U.S. Bank. Next, you're asked to approve 283 requests for payments that you've been provided in your books previous to the meeting. And then after the communications resolution, we'll need to have a separate resolution to accept three payments for the Board of Elections budget.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
I now have three payment requests to be approved for the Board of Elections Department.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain. Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Commissioners have anything at this time?
I have nothing.
No, sir.
Motion to adjourn. Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.